在这里向大家真是祝贺一个新年新春。
First of all, we will wish everybody a happy new year and happy new spring.
因着我们主耶稣，我们已经在主里，我们成为了一家人，我们成为了弟兄姐妹和我们的母亲和姐妹。
Because of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're able to become one big family. We have become brothers and sisters and together in the Lord.
真是让我们在新的一年里面更是有主的同在。
May we continue to have more of the presence of God with us in the new year.
无论是特别我们在当中年长的弟兄和姐妹，我们也真是愿他们在灵里面的生命是越来越刚强。
For our elderly among us, we wish their spiritual life to be stronger and more mightier.
也真是成为我们在属灵里面跟随我们主的榜样。
And I hope they can become our spiritual role models.
也我们当中还有年轻的也一样，我们也祝你们在新的一年里面真是在跟随主的方面不落后。
For the younger ones among us, we hope that you will not lag behind in the path of following the Lord.
知道你们身上的重担也很重，也需要养育儿女，还有父母亲也需要照顾。
I understand you have heavy burdens on you as well, because you need to raise your little ones, your children, and as well as taking care of parents, senior parents.
也是求主真是祝福你手上所做的工作。
May the Lord bless all the work of your hands.
当你特别是你来敬畏他，来向他来支取力量和智慧的时候，让他来特特的祝福你。
Especially when you come to seek the Lord for His strength and His wisdom, may He bless you abundantly.
也为我们当中的年轻的孩子们，还在读书的孩子们也是祝福你们。
I also want to bless those who are still receiving education and going to school.
也真是在你们从小的时候就能够认识这位创造宇宙万物的神。
Little ones, I really hope as you're still young, you will come to know the God who created the heavens and earth.
他不但是造了你、生了你，而且他要赐给你一切的智慧。
He has not only created you and have given you life, but also will bestow upon you all the wisdom.
所以在新的一年里面为这些年轻的孩子们也祷告，也真是让他们能够和我们的创造宇宙万物的神能够连接起来。
So I hope all of us will pray for our younger ones, our children among us, so that they can truly be connected with our Creator who created the world.
所以好，我们今天我们先一起来读一段神的话语。
So today, let's start with some scripture reading.
我想你们也特别喜欢，因为特别在中国新年里面常常谈到的就是祝福和祝福哈。
I think in the Chinese New Year, we mention about blessings so very often.
我们今天我们先要一起读的神的话语是在马太福音。
So today, the scripture reading will come from the book of Matthew.
我们先从马太福音的第四章的后面23节开始。
Let's start with Matthew 4:23.
23，我们先念到那个第五章的第十二节。
So we'll read from Matthew 4:23 to 5:12.
我们先用中文的先请。
Start with Chinese first.
耶稣走遍加利利。在各会堂教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带了来。耶稣治好了他们。当下有许多人从加利利、底加波里、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒来到跟前，他就开口教训他们说：虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的；哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰；温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴沐浴的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。 连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样反叛的，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。下面我们用英文来念。
So now we'll read in English Matthew 4:23-5:12. Let's go. Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. The news about him spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all who were ill, those suffering with various diseases and pains, demonics, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Large crowds followed him from Galilee, and the Decapolis, and Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
好，下面我们再用中文从第十三节念到第二十节。
We'll continue reading from verses 13 to 20. Chinese first.
好，我们中文请。你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，晨照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一话也不能废去，都要成全。所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的。但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国要称为大的。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于人士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。英文请。
Verses 13 to 20 in English, please. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to abolish the law of the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished. Whoever then annuls one of the least of these commandments, the teachers and teaches others to do the same, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们刚才念的这个圣经哈。
So the verses we just read.
我们知道我们许多的弟兄姐妹都能够背，特别是八福那一段哈。
Many of us may be able to recite, especially regarding the verses of Beatitude.
而且也是我们常常我们祷告中也会来使用的。
And we often use these verses when we pray too.
但你们在读的时候我知道你们可能已经不是第一遍。
I know this is not the first time that we read these verses.
我就问一个问题在这里。耶稣
I have a question for you.
耶稣刚才这段话是对谁在说？
Who was Jesus talking to with these verses, these passages?
所以是对他的门徒说呢？还是对还有其他的跟随他的人说呢？
Was he addressing his disciples or other followers?
如果有许多圣经的学者在这边研究的话，我刚才为什么从二十四的后面来念？从里面看到他也还是有不同的看法。
So many Bible scholars actually have different views about this. And so, especially when I was reading, you know, starting from verse 23 and 4.
因为他前面讲到治病，很多人然后跟着他，然后耶稣看了那么多人。就上山了。
So initially it talked about he was healing people and the large crowds followed him and then when Jesus saw that he went up on the mountains.
他然后坐下然后门徒上面写的门徒来到他的面前。
And after he sat down the Bible says his disciples came to him.
所以你要在想了那么其他那么多人有没有上来呢还是在山底下等着
So you might be thinking, well, what about the other followers? Did they also come on the mountain or were they waiting underneath?
但你如果看到第八章的时候，有人说，然后耶稣讲完了这个道之后就下山了。
But if you continue read in chapter 8, it says that after Jesus spoke, he came down from the mountain.
然后有一句话说，许多人跟着他。
Large crowds followed him.
但是我想这个并不重要。
So, but that's not too important.
我们现在要重要的问题是，今天是不是主耶稣在对你有没有觉得是在对我们在说话
？The more important question is that whether Jesus is addressing to each one of us.
是不是他在向他自己的门徒，包括我们在里面继续在说
？Is he continually talking to his disciples, including us?
当我们刚才念到的时候，特别我们你有没有注意到？如果讲到这八福是第三节到第九节的时候，我们心里感到确确实实是这样，是天国的福音是来了。
As we read the Beatitudes from verses 3 to 9, we truly felt that the good news, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, has come.
所以你有没有感觉到这是主耶稣在对我们自己说话？
Do you have the feeling that Jesus is indeed talking to us?
然后再往下有没有到第十节到第十一节的时候，第十节十九节，有没有感觉到好像，怎么主耶稣会讲到来逼迫的事情了？
Next in verses 10 and 11 and maybe 19, so why is it that Jesus started to talk about persecution all of a sudden?
你们注意看到特别前面主耶稣出来做神的工作的时候，医治了那么多的人，那么多人都来跟随他。
Especially that when he first came out to do God's work and having healed so many people, a large crowd followed him.
但是主耶稣在这第十节说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
But in verse 10, Jesus said, Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
然后十一节，耶稣在这里好像是事先告诉他们一样的，说人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的话、诽谤你们，你们就有福了。
So in verse 11, blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. That's like a heads up, like a warning.
所以当然我们现在都知道最后是这些 主耶稣基督是被钉在了十字架上。
So we now all know that Jesus was later nailed on the cross.
所以在这里，主耶稣已经事先告诉我们了，什么是最最大的福气。
So Jesus told us ahead of time what was the biggest blessing.
所以他讲到的是，这为义受逼迫的人的福气是天国是属于他们的。
And it says that those who were persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
如果你读到这段话，觉得已经开始有点压力了，那你如果再继续往下读的话
，So if you start to feel pressure after reading these verses, then continue on.
所以在特别到第二十节的时候，你是不是觉得主耶稣仍然在向你说话
？Especially in verse 20, do you still feel that Jesus is talking to you directly?
因为主耶稣说：“我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛的人义，断不能进天国。”
Jesus says, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven."
如果你知道这是主耶稣也在对你说的时候，你有没有觉得主耶稣？告诉我们的好像是一个进天国的最低的标准。
If you realize that's what Jesus is telling you, he is actually telling us the minimum standard for threshold for entering the kingdom of heaven.
对，他因为说，他说你们的义如果不胜过法利赛人义呢，是一定不能进天国的。
Because he's saying you will not enter the kingdom of heaven unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees.
或者另外一句话说，就是说。你如果就是超过了，你可能还不一定能进天国。
In other words, even if your righteousness has surpassed that of the scribes and Pharisees, it is not absolutely guaranteed that you will enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以这就是说，这是至少的一个条件，你一定要胜过这个法利赛人义，然后才能考虑到是不能进天国。
So that's the minimum condition, and you got to meet that condition first as to surpassing the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
好，那么我们其他的，我们弟兄姐妹也知道，我们常常最最熟悉的就是在约翰福音第三章十六节说，如果你相信主耶稣基督的话，你就一定会得到永生。
In addition, we know we have all read John 3:16 that Jesus said, "If you believe." In the Lord Jesus, then you will have eternal life.
如果好像你把这两个放在一起，你觉得好像这个标准，主耶稣在马太福音讲的标准好像是太高了哈。
So if you put these two together, it feels like the standard that Jesus set in the book of Matthew appears too high.
或者也可能说，因为你读了许多圣经，也知道好像也不高，因为法利赛人、文士，他们是假冒为善的人。
Or maybe based on the Bible knowledge that you have, you know that the scribes and Pharisees are considered hypocrites in the Bible.
好像我们都知道，这个文士和法利赛人常常在我们里面感觉到，一讲到他们就是假冒为善的人。
We kind of feel oftentimes in the Bible, it's the scribes and Pharisees are referred to as hypocrites.
所以主耶稣在这里讲到，如果我们的义超过他们义的话，就能进天国，还不是那么太难哈。
So Jesus was saying, if our righteousness can surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees, then we can enter the kingdom of heaven. So that maybe it's not that difficult.
好，那么我就文士，我们先讲文士。那文士到底是什么人呢
？So let's talk about who really are the scribes.
那么我呢就看到了在以斯拉记，大家都知道在旧约里面。
So I want to first talk about this person called Ezra in the Old Testament.
圣经里面有一段是这样记载，是在以斯拉记里面第七章。
So Ezra 7 recorded.
第七章的第六节，我读给大家听啊。
Ezra 7.
第六节啊。
7:6, yeah. Ezra 7:6.
这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是。敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书，王运准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all he requested because the hand of the Lord his God was upon him.
这段以斯拉这段是讲到以色列人被掳之后然后回归那个王允许他回归的时候这位、以斯拉他是带领的人。
So this book of Ezra talks about how the Jewish people returned to,、was granted、by the king to return to Jerusalem, and Ezra was the leader.
所以圣经在这里描述他这位他是个文士，说是敏捷的文士。
So here is specifically mentioned that Ezra was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses.
然后呢，是通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书。
He was the scribe skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given.
所以啊，这个也是叫做文士哈，文士。
So that's who he is, a scribe.
在圣经里面，你如果再去看的话，文士实际上他还啊很多地方啊中文也翻译成是教师。
So in the Bible, many places also referred to scribes as teachers.
还有、在那个、在王身边的做参谋的、做测试的也都、我们 中文翻成测试但是它英文里面也是、文士
So the councils for kings are also often、referred to as scribes
如果你另外你还听到过死海古卷的话这些都是由这些文士他们所、敬畏的心来抄写出来的
So if you have heard about the old sea scrolls、SoThose were also like recorded、by the scribes.
所以一讲到文士的时候，在这里你看到他总是和摩西神赐给摩西的这个律法书是在一起的。
So usually when we talk about scribes, it's always connected with the books of the law given by、through Moses.
那么我们再讲到，那么法利赛人是什么呢
？So who are the Pharisees then?
那法利赛人他确实是在旧约里面是没有提到。
The Old Testament did not ever mention the word Pharisees.
他特别是啊建第二个圣殿之后那段时间里面出来的一批，他们是很热心于侍奉神的人。
This is a group of people who appeared after the second temple were built, and they were zealous in serving the Lord.
所以我们实际上对我们最熟悉的啊，就是这个叫扫罗，就是保罗的前面，就是他得救之前。
So what we are most familiar with is the person named Paul before he was saved by Jesus. His name was Saul.
所以我们可以看一段是在记载在这个《使徒行传》里面。
We can take a look at the passage in Acts.
是《使徒行传》第二十二章，是保罗是自己怎么说自己。
So Acts 22 talks about how Saul described himself.
是第三节哈，第三保罗说：“我原是犹太人。”生在基利家的大树长在这城里在加玛列门下按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教热心侍奉神像你们众人今日一样
Acts 22:3 says I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia but brought up in this city educated under Gamaliel strictly according to the law of our fathers being zealous for God just as you all are today
所以我们虽然圣经里面没有、提到加玛列是什么样的、具体的一些、情况但我们知道加玛列他也是、这个、法利赛人、
So even though the Bible didn't specifically detail who Gamaliel is but we know by、scholarly Bible books that Gamaliel was a Pharisee
可以说法利赛的名字在那里他是一个表示称一批精英，一批精犹太人当中一批精英。
So we know the Pharisees were considered the elites among Jews.
他们就像保罗在这说，他是热心侍奉神的。
So just as Paul mentioned here, being zealous for God.
那么保罗又继续在腓立比书里面有这样写到，三章五节是这样说的。
Paul continued to describe in Philippians 3:5.
他说这个第三章的第五节这样说他说我第八天受割礼我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人是希伯来人所生的希伯来人就律法说我是法利赛人
Paul says circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel of the tribe of Benjamin a Hebrew of Hebrews as to the Jew a Pharisee
然后第六节说 就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
Verse 6 says, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless.
所以我们再回过来，主耶稣把我们和文士和法利赛人来做一个比较。
Now let's return to what Jesus was comparing. He was comparing the Jews, us with the scribes and Pharisees.
所以你说是是不是高抬了我们？
Is he raising us actually in status?
如果当你慢慢后面你特别认识到我们的主的时候，你知道实在是主耶稣把我们和他们相比的话，实在是高抬了我们。
As you know Jesus' heart more, and you really would understand that Jesus is, you know, regarding us as higher than the scribes and Pharisees.
当我们认识主耶稣更多的时候，我们对我们自己也认识的会更多。
As we know Jesus more, we will also know ourselves more.
对，我们先不讲这些文士或者法利赛人，我们就讲以色列人好了。
Let's set aside the scribes and Pharisees for the moment. Let's just focus on the Jewish people.
他们是神的话，是他们所领受的。
Jews received God's word first.
所以这些神的律法也是有经过他们所传到我们各国来的。
The law was given to them first, then to the Gentiles.
他们是与神的诸约是有份的民族。
They had a relationship with God's law.
但是我们看看我们自己呢？
What about us?
我们实际上我们就看我们的祖宗，我们的这个整个历史，我们可以说跟神的诸约是无关的。
Look, just by looking at our own ancestry and history, we had nothing to do with God's covenant.
就像在那个以弗所书第二章里面十二节这样说到哈，是保罗也是这样说。
Like Ephesians 2:12 says,
就讲我们这些不是以色列人的，他们称作外邦人，他是这样说，他说那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Just remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise.Having no hope and without God in the world.
所以这个在这里讲到以色列国民以外，并不是光讲到我们的地上看到的以色列国。
So when it's when Paul is talking about the nation of Israel, this is not only referring to the Israel nation on the earth.
这是讲神他的真正的神的国度里面的国民。
But also about the people in the nation of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们就看看以色列人，神给了他们一些诫命，他们是怎样的遵守。
So God gave Israel His commandments. Let's see how they obey these commandments.
我们讲到我们华人的话，可能也讲了一讲到过年什么，也都是吃好，我们对吃上面非常的讲究。
So we Chinese people pay a lot of attention to food. We, you know, especially now it's the Chinese New Year time. We pay so much attention to eating.
但是，如果神给了你一些诫命，说哪些东西不能吃的时候，会怎么样？
But if God has given you some commandments as to you shall not eat certain food, what happens?
所以神给了以色列人一条哪些东西可以吃，哪些东西不能吃。
So God did give the Jews some commandments as to what can be eaten, what cannot be.
所以他们一直遵守到现在。
They have truly kept those commandments.
那么如果神给了我们这个，我们会不会能遵守？
What if it's the law was given to Chinese? Would we be able to adhere to that?
所以我们是常常是什么都吃哈，什么都吃。
Chinese would eat anything.
所以他们也有讲笑话说，好像天上飞的除了这个飞机不能吃，什么都能吃。
So some joke would say, well, anything that flies in the sky except for the airplanes, we could eat anything.
还有在地上走的有脚的，除了这个桌子不能吃的话，其他也都能吃哈。
And I say anything on the ground with legs.Except those that are tables, we could eat anything.
所以我们要讲的就是实际上这批包括犹太人，他们所担的担子，并不是我们能够真正担当的。
What I mean to say is that the burdens that the Jews carried are not necessarily what we can carry as well.
所以主耶稣把在这里啊，把我们啊，如果你知道是主耶稣对我们讲话的话，把我们和文士和法利赛人相比的话，确确实实是高抬了我们。
So truly here, when Jesus compared us with scribes and Pharisees, he was actually giving us a high regard.
所以另外，当你慢慢的越认识神的时候
，So as you know God more,
越认识主耶稣的时候
，And the more you know Jesus,
也更加认识我们自己的时候
，And the more you know yourself,
你说我们啊自己的意，我们实在是没有办法真正超过。文士和法利赛人的意。
We really understand our righteousness does not surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees.
但是我们知道我们是靠因信称义。
But we are counted as righteous in by faith.
我们是靠着，因为我们相信我们的主耶稣，让他成为我们的义。
By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, He has become our righteousness.
所以和约翰福音三章十六节是不矛盾的。
So it's in no conflict with John 3:16.
所以啊，约翰福音里面特别讲到是，如果你相信神的儿子的话，如果你相信，你就会得到永生。
So John 3:16 says, as long as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have eternal life.
当然，这个信不只是我们嘴上的，那是真正啊啊真正真正的啊信，就是在这里耶稣讲的要超过法利赛人和文士的意。
So that faith is not just lip service, but a true faith that, as Jesus is talking about here, that surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees.
所以在这里，我们再来看一段保罗是怎么写的。他讲到我们外邦人，外邦人和这他们犹太人之间到底在这意义上面是怎么回事儿。
So let's look again further about what Paul wrote between the difference between Gentiles and Jewish people.
是罗马书第九章。
Romans 9.
我们先看第三十节哈。
Book verse 30.
他说这样，我们可说什么呢？那本来不追求义的外邦人，反得了义，就是因信而得的义。
What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is by faith.
在这里讲到的外邦人，就是指以色列啊，以色列民以外的哈，都是外邦人。
Here the Gentiles refer to anybody outside the nation of Israel.
三十一节是这样说，但以色列人追求律法的义，反得不着律法的义。
Verse 31 says, but Israel, pursuing a law of righteousness, did not arrive at that law.
这是保罗在这里他自己总结哈。
This was Paul's conclusion.
这是什么缘故呢？第三十二节，是因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求，他们正跌在那绊脚石上。
Verse 32. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith.But as though it were by works, they stumbled over the stumbling stone.
所以在这里，我们再回顾主耶稣说的：“你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。”
So let's review again what Jesus said: Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以，另外一句话说，这个标准还是高的。
In other words, the standard is indeed high.
但从另外一方面说，你有没有从主耶稣这话里面听到他对他的门徒，他对他的子民是怎样一个更高的一个呼召？
However, from a different perspective, can you tell that Jesus has a higher calling for his disciples?
因为他是要将神的心意带给我们世上的每一个人。
Because he wants to bring God's will to each one of us on this earth.
因为是神的旨意，要我们回家，要我们能够进天国。
For it's God's will to help us go home, go back to the kingdom of heaven.
当你的认识我们的主更多的时候，你心灵里面的眼睛会被打开。
When you know Jesus more, the eyes in your heart will be opened.
然后能够看到我们主耶稣如今仍然在继续。做这样的工作，就是要把我们属他的子民都带进天国。
You know, today Jesus continues to do this work that he will lead his people into his kingdom.
可以说是从创世以来一直到现在，主耶稣仍然在做这样的工作。
Ever since the day of creation, Jesus continues on with this work.
所以我们特别看到我们在以弗所书的时候第五章，我们来看一段主耶稣他是怎样在继续做神的工。
Especially it is described in Ephesians chapter 5, about how Jesus is continuing his work.
是神的心意，不要我们一个人成人，要我们全万人都得救。
Because God's will is that none of us will fail, but each one of us will be saved.
因为自从我们亚当，我们的先祖犯罪以后，被从伊甸园被逐出去之后，一直神在做这样工作，要我们回家，给我们回家的路。
Forever since our ancestor Adam sinned and was chased away from the Garden of Eden, God has been doing this work to bring us back home.
是在第五章以弗所书第五章的25节后面部分开始哈。
Ephesians 5:25b.
因为保罗在这里写到，讲到我们主耶稣，他就想，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍命。
Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
这个是讲到已经主耶稣已经来到世上的这段工作，一直到他上了十字架。
So that's about the life that Jesus already came onto this earth until he went on the cross.
我们在这里讲到了教会，这就是主耶稣在地上他所建立的。
So here the church is what Jesus established on earth.
这个教会也就是主耶稣，他要把我们所有他的子民都放在这个里面。
Church is a place where Jesus wants to place all his people within.
然后你知道，这就是他的身体。
And that is his body.
在这里保罗特别提醒我们说，主耶稣爱的教会，为教会舍己。
And Paul specifically reminded us here that Christ so loved the church that he gave himself up for her.
第二十六节，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
Verse 26 says, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word.
所以你是不是有心里的眼睛被打开，看到我们主耶稣现在正在做这样的工作，这是在继续在进行。
So have your inner eyes been opened to see that God is doing this work currently and it's ongoing?
所以我们常常讲到我们要成圣，我们不但得救，我们还要成圣。
Because we often say that we need to not only be saved but also be sanctified.
所以作为在这里讲到成为圣洁。
So here it says, sanctified to be holy.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们都是这个教会里面的一个肢体。
So dear brothers and sisters, we're all members of the church.
我们就看到主耶稣在用水借着道将这个教会洗净，而且要成为圣洁。
We see Jesus is cleansing the church by the washing of water with the word in order to be holy.
所以我们如今我们的主仍然在做这样的工作。
Today, our Lord continues to do this work.
如果你读到启示录的时候，前面几章看到我们主耶稣在教会在金灯台当中行走。
If you read the book of Revelation, the first few chapters describe how Jesus is walking among the golden lampstands.
而且给教会七个教会的书信。
And the letters that he gave to the seven churches.
而且主耶稣是怎样在继续在做成这个神要他做成的工作。
And how Jesus is continuing to do the work that God has asked him to do.
然后这样的工作的目的是什么？27节。
And the purpose of such work is, as in verse 27.
可以献给自己，就是献给主耶稣自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹、等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
That he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless.
所以有没有看到，我们都会成为这样的神一个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
You see, we should be like this kind of church in all her a church of in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless.
我们知道啊，如果看看我们现在周遭我们所处的环境，包括我们在教会里面，我们每一个人的灵命的光景。
If we look at our surroundings, including within the church, our spiritual status,
好像这个还是至少现在还没有实现哈，还没有实现。
It doesn't look like this condition has been realized at least as of now.
但是我们知道一定会实现。
But we know it shall be realized.
这是神的工作，是神迹。
Because it's God's work, it's miracle.
所以，我也是在听到特别有一次讲道的时候陈弟兄讲道时提到讲到这个这个也是神的预言的一部分。
So I remember Brother Chen used to have a message talking about this was actually a prophet, part of the prophets of God.
特别是提到他讲到史百克有一次和尼托森他们在一起交通哈，在交通。
Especially he mentioned that once Sparks was communicating with Brother Chen.
Watchman
Nee. Okay.
然后他就互相在说，他们说，到底神迹就是说，很多神迹已经预言已经一项一项的实现了哈。
As they were saying, there are many prophets have already been accomplished one by another.
但是还有一些还正在要应验要实现。
Some were about to be realized.
正实现。那么他们说，史百克问尼托森说：“你觉得神迹里面要实现的预言里面哪一条最难？对神来说？”
So,
最难实现的。
Sparks asked Brother Nee that there was one prophet that appeared to be the most difficult to accomplish.
尼托森弟兄他想了一下，他说他认为最难实现的这个预言最难实现对神来讲。
And Watchman Nee thought about it, and he felt like, well, there was the most, perhaps the most difficult prophet to realize to God would be.
就是我们刚才读的以弗所书这个第五章。
The exactly what we just read, Ephesians 5:25.
因为耶稣说要把这个教会洗净，成为圣洁，然后可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
5:27, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that he would be holy and blameless.
这也正是启示录后面讲的一个神的帐幕在人间。
That's similar to what later described in Book of Revelation, that God's tabernacle among people.
也就是我们去年的教会的主题，然后在前面一年教会主题是讲到教会像心腹一样装备整齐，迎接这个主耶稣的再来。
That was related to our church's theme last year, and also the theme the year before was about how God's the church should be ready like adorned bride and ready to receive the return of Jesus Christ.
所以让我们真正看到我们现在每一个人这就是我们主耶稣手上的工作。
So we should all see that each one of us is the handiwork of God.
如果我们愿意把我们自己顺服在主的面前，让他来做成他要做成的工作的时候，
If we're willing to submit ourselves to the Lord so that he can do his work on us.
所以我们就能够，我们的义就是主耶稣，就是我们的义，一定是胜过文士和法利赛的义。
Then our righteousness, which is Jesus Christ himself, shall surely surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees.
实际上主耶稣他在那里向我们大家说，如果你们的义不胜过法利赛人的义文士的义，断不能进天国的时候。
Because as Jesus said there in Matthew, that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees,
他实际上他自己已经用他自己作为中保。
He had already made himself a mediator.
在他里面，他已经知道我们都能够胜过法利赛人的义。
He knew in him we would be able, all of us will be able to surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes.
所以我们特别是我们今天在读主耶稣讲的这段话的时候，我们真是可以说是比当时听的人更有福。
So we, especially as we read the Jesus words today, we would certainly understand we are more blessed than those people who were listening to Jesus at that time.
因为我们已经看到主耶稣他已经为我们舍命，他已经因着他的摆上，神赦免了我们的罪。
Because we've already seen that Jesus died on the cross, and because of his sacrifice, our sins are redeemed.
而且我们特别是我们在了他的教会，他主耶稣所建立的教会里面。
Especially as we stand in the church that Jesus himself established.
而且现在我们是成为他的工作，主耶稣继续在我们身上所做的工作。
We are the work of his hands, and we continue to be worked by him, Jesus himself.
所以我们实际上在我们的主耶稣里面，我们已经有了这样的确据，我们是能够进天国的。
So we have assurance that in Christ we will enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们现在正是走在这条朝向天国的路。
So currently, we're walking on the path toward the kingdom of heaven.
我们知道主继续在做这样洁净的工作。
The Lord continues to do this work of sanctification.
做成圣的工作。
The work of sanctification.
所以我们是有盼望的。我们是盼
望。So we have hope.
那么我们怎样来在我们如今实际的生活当中，怎样来和主耶稣配合，让他的工作能够早日的完成呢？
So in our daily lives, how do we actually work together with Jesus as to accomplish this work sooner?
因为我们常常看到我们过了星期天，然后回到星期一到星期五，好像又进入了好像是另外一个世界一样。
We often feel after we gather here on Sunday, starting from Monday and Friday, we return back to the world as if we are entering a different circumstance.
所以真是帮助我们能够让我们整个一个星期，整个一个月，整个一年，都是在主里。
May the Lord help us so that our entire week, our entire month, our entire year will be fully in the Lord.
因为我们实在是走天路的人。
Because we are the people who are walking on the path to the kingdom of heaven.
对于这个世上的其他人是不一样的。
We're different from others in this world.
而且世上的人要靠着我们去向他们做见证。
The people in this world need us as the Lord's testimony.
所以要真是带领更多的人能够一起同行同走这个天路。
We need to lead more people to walk together on this path.
所以我也先列了几条，让我们在我们的每天的生活当中能够确确实实的我们是能够胜过法利赛人的意。
So I made a list to help all of us to do them in our daily lives so that we can indeed surpass the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees.
所以第一个还是这段圣经五章二十节我们也能够会背。
Number one, let's remember verse Matthew 5:20.
所以让主的话真是记在我们的心里。
So that may God's word be ingrained into our hearts.
因为我们主的话就是真理，就是道路和生命。
Because our God's word is the truth and the way and life.
当然，我们背的更多圣经是更好。
Of course, the more you can recite the scriptures, the better.
所以我们趁着年轻人趁着年轻，我们年长的人也没有关系，我们能背一条是一条。
So the younger ones, as you are still young, please remember those verses. And the older ones, no problem. As however much you can recite God's word, the better.
让这句话成为我们每天的激励，成为我们的鼓励。
Let's use this passage as a daily encouragement.
因为我们的主，我们的阿巴父，他是要我们回到天家去的。
Because our Lord, our Heavenly Father, wants to call us all home.
如果我们要作为一个讨神喜悦的，我们就愿意让他旨意成就。我们是要进天国。
If we want to please the Lord, then we want His will to be done. We want to enter the kingdom of heaven.
还有第二，是我们一定要相信，相信主耶稣，我们要依靠他，然后我们要来顺服我们的主。
Secondly, we need to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and to obey Jesus' commandments and his every word.
所以他凡他所讲的话我们都相信和遵守。
All his word we will follow and be obedient to it.
比如说我们在学习圣经的时候，我们在一起小组查经的时候。
For us, for example, if we are in a small group Bible study,
我们在里面带着一颗相信的心，凡是主说的话，我们都相信。
We need to have a believing heart to start with. Whatever God says, we believe.
不管我们是理解也好，当时理解也好，或后面还当时还没有理解也好，我们先把主的话存在我们的心里。
Whether we understand or not, we take in God's word first.
我们不像法利赛或者这些文士来挑战挑战主耶稣，当时主耶稣在地上所讲的话，他们来挑战他。
Unlike the Pharisees and scribes, you know, who challenged Jesus when he was on earth and whatever, when Jesus said something, they'll challenge him, but we will not do that.
所以你们可以去看马太福音23章里面主耶稣讲了许多这些文士和法利赛人他们的根本的问题。
So you can read later yourself, Matthew 23, chapter 23, Jesus talked a lot about the problems of the Pharisees.
第一个是他们自己眼下根本就不认主耶稣是神的儿子。
First of all, they did not acknowledge that Jesus was the Son of God.
所以他们凡事处处都挑战主耶稣所讲的话。
So they constantly challenged the words of Jesus.
他们所谈论的，比如说能不能离婚啦这些事情哈。
Whatever they discussed, like whether one could divorce or etc.
对，所以你就看他里面的心根本就没有任何相信主耶稣，然后主耶稣所说的一切的话。
You could see their hearts was not believing.
所以让我们在学习圣经的时候，你自学也好，在小组里面也好，真需要存着一颗完全信靠主耶稣的心，然后这样我们才能在它里面真正的长进。
So I want to ask brothers and sisters, whether you're participating in Bible study or listening to God's word, you need to first have a believing heart. Then you can grow.
然后还要在我们的心里，随着主的话越来越多，真是改变我们这个人，让我们常常带着一颗感恩的心。
And also in our hearts, we need to always have a thankful heart, and to, for our Father.
特别是为我们现在，我们如今我们读这主的话的时候，不像当时那么多的人就是犹太人还有很多的疑惑。
Especially today, as we read God's word, you know, it's different from what. In those old days when Jewish people were reading God's word, they had so many doubts.
因为我们现在我们可以看到这些文士和法利赛人作为我们的境界说让我们能够不犯他们同样犯的错误。
So Jesus has set the warning signs for us and so that we don't make the same mistakes as the scribes and Pharisees did.
所以真是看到我们所得的这样的恩典真是我们不配得的。
We should really see the grace that we've received, we're unworthy of.
然后怎样才能真正让我们的心是一个感恩的心呢？
How can we have a thankful heart?
当然也是从我们每一天的日常的生活里面能够将主的话真正的让我们反映出我们生活里面反映出来。
Of course, we need to have it manifested through our daily living.
所以你早晨一醒来的时候是不是能够献上感恩？
So as you wake up every morning, do you give thanks to the Lord?
包括你在用餐的时候，一日三餐的时候，是不是也常常会想到我们先感恩？
When you eat your meals, do you always remember to thank God first?
包括在然后在一个晚上要休息的时候，是不是也回想这一天里面主所赐的恩典？
Before you recline each evening,Do you remember to thank God for each one of His blessings?
当然，我们先从叫做好的事情开始哈，这顺利的事情，我们先学习感恩。
Of course, we start with the good things. We thank God for all the things that's good that's happening to our lives.
你为你有的饮食献上感恩。
For your food.
或者你有工作在做也献上感恩。
For your job,
等到以后将来的时候没有工作的时候也能够在难处的时候也能够同样献上感恩。
So we learn to be thankful during good times and then later we could also learn to be thankful even in bad times, even when you lose your job.
为我们自己现在所有的我们感恩。
So we can be thankful for all that we have.
只有当我们人里面真正的我们里面的心被改变的时候，
Only when our inner hearts are changed.
我们里面不再是一个抱怨，好像是啊、什么事都是啊、欠我的，都是世界上所有的事都亏欠了我。
No longer having the high heart of complaints and entitlement.
所以真是让我们能够成为一个感恩的人。
Then can we become a truly thankful person?
当然也是在我们的教会的大家庭里面，才能真正帮助我们一起有这样的感恩的心。
Of course, this big family of church can help us all gain this a better heart of thanksgiving.
也让感谢神也把我们放在他的身体当中。
We praise the Lord for placing us in His body.
也感恩我们神把我们啊、带到他的家里面来。
We thank God for bringing us to His family.
也啊、为我们周围放了我们许多的弟兄姐妹。
And to place all the brothers and sisters around us.
包括像我这样也是这样。如果我不是因为周围的这些弟兄姐妹在这里，我也啊、没有啊、也不能信主。
Take me for example. I wouldn't have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ had there not be all the wonderful brothers and sisters around me.
也要不然的话，也是和其他的人还没有信主的人一样，仍然在这世上就是过一个不认识神的生活。
I would have been just the same as all other unbelievers and to live a life that without God.
所以我们要为这个，我们能够认识神，能够信主，我们要献上感谢。
So we really want to give thanksgiving.To God for the fact that we're able to know God and come to believe in Him.
也确确实实不是因为我自己，然后突然有点想起来我要去教会了。
And truly, it's not because of myself that I all of a sudden decided to go to church.
确实是神他的差遣弟兄姐妹把他的迷羊啊失去的羊一个一个找回来。
It is God who sent His own servants to come and find all the lost sheep.
所以真是让我们在这里很积极的。在这里等待我们主耶稣的再来。
So let's stay here, be proactive to wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们让啊、把我们自己放在我们这个主的身体里面来磨练，来让主来做工作。
So let us place ourselves within the body of the Lord to be trained and discipled by Him.
所以啊、真是啊、让我们能够常常的一起来到这里。我们来常常的，只要有聚会，我们能够渴慕这样的聚会啊，在神的家里。
So let us come often together to the gatherings. As long as there are gatherings, let's come back to the church of God, the home of God, and to participate in the gatherings.
因为我们一同领受了主所赐给我们的恩典。
For we have received all the blessings from the Lord.
像我们主日，我们在这里一起的崇拜的聚会。
Such as the Sunday worship here,
还有我们的薄饼聚会
our holy communions,
还有我们在各个团契的团契的生活
our fellowship gatherings,
还有我们的像这里周五的查经班也好，或者周四周二
and our Friday Bible study groups,
还有我们更重要的是我们在家里面，我们能有这样的一个敬拜。
And more importantly, do you have family worship?
让我们真是一个家，我们的一个家。就是来啊，成为一个敬拜，成为神的啊喜悦的家庭。
May each one of our families become a family of worship and a family that's pleasing to the Lord.
然后在我们让我们主所赐给我们的福气恩典也带到我们所去的地方。
May we also bring the blessings that God has given us to the places that we go.
包括我们的亲戚朋友，然后我们工作的地方，我们学校。
Including our relatives and friends, and our workplaces, our schools,
还有我们的社区
and our communities,
和我们的城市
our cities,
可以说，然后再到整个世界
and more so to this entire world.
我们知道主耶稣他在仍然在做工
We know Jesus is still doing the work.
让我们真正看到他的手继续在做的时候，我们跟他配合。
So shall we to work together with the Lord as we see His hands working.
然后让我们真是心里面有这样祷告，愿主的旨意成就。
May we have this prayer in our heart, Thou will be done.
因为我们确确实实是在他的工作里面。
For we truly are in His work.
是这位神一直要造的这位新人，主耶稣是头，我们是他的身体。
Because God wants to create this new person with Jesus Christ as the head and we are his body.
下面我选了一首诗歌，可以作为我们今天我们对神的话语的回应。
So I chose a song as a response to God's word today.
我们也真是盼望，我也真是盼望这个诗歌真是能够反映出你的心里面的响应。
May this song truly reflect what we think in our hearts. 182, hymn 182 from your yellow hymn book. Let's pray together.
我们亲爱的主，我们真是感谢和赞美你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
正像诗歌所唱，你赐给我们是何等奇妙的爱。
Just as the hymn says, how can it be such amazing love?
创造宇宙万物的神，你竟来到世上来拯救我们。
The God that created the heavens and earth came down to save sinners like us.
你没有因我们的过犯 来对待我们。
You never treated us according to our transgressions.
你却是恩典给了我们。
Instead, you have given us grace.
你差遣我们的主，你的宝贝儿子耶稣基督，为我们在十字架上成就了这样的大的救赎的工程。
You sent your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to come to make this huge salvation on the cross and accomplish such redemption work.
我们算什么？我们人算什么？你却这样的眷顾我们。
Who are we? Who are the human race that you care for us so much?
我们真是愿意，我们就像主耶稣他说在这里要做成的工作一样，成为你的工作。
We are really willing.To become your work, just as Jesus has done.
我们真是能够成为你圣洁的国民。
We want to become the people holy to you.
我们要成为你的教会，要成为圣洁的教会。
And your church want to become the holy church.
真是能够在地上做光和做盐的。
That we can be the salt and light on this world.
真是能够让万民都来归向你。
So that all nations will come to you.
主，我们真是愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
也真是将你自己的教会，真是借着水和道来洗净洁净。
May your church be completely cleansed by the washing of the waters with words.
能够配得上成为你的心腹。
So that we can be worthy to be your bride.
主啊，我们真是要在这里。新春之际，我们特特的再次要向感献上感恩和赞美。
During this Chinese New Year time, we especially want to give you our thanksgiving.
真是愿意凡庆祝这样的节日的，都能够认识你，都能够尊你的名为圣。
May all who celebrate this festival to come to know you and claim your name as holy.
真是让我们能够都回转来跟随你。
May we all return to follow you.
我们要高举你的名。
We want to exalt your name.
我们要颂赞你的名。
We want to praise your name.
真是愿你在这里你的家能够找到你所喜每一个都你的人都喜悦。
May your family, every one of us be pleasing to you.
我们谢谢你的祝福，祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Thank you for all your blessings, our dear heavenly Father, and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.